Would anyone else like to comment or ask any questions?
I wanted to throw this out for the sake of throwing it out there for food for thought. This just came to me, all this discussion about older boys leading the younger boys. I wonder if a future call like this could be, whether it's an alumni of Conquest, you know, college student that was leading, or, yeah, maybe, you know, because I know when even in our club there is a young man, he's in college, I think he's in second year college now. He's no longer formally part of our every other week meetings, but we have a service project coming up, and he's volunteered to come help. We're cooking a meal for priests in our community. And so this college student said, I'll come help you guys in the kitchen to mentor you through some of the cooking. You know, you're 14 years old. You may not have a hand in cooking. I'm 18, 19. I've done my fair share of cooking. But I'm just wondering if a future call might be, let's say, a college student or two, young man, who could interface with some of the team leaders that might be 14, 15, 16 years old. I don't know if
absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. So do one of these calls, but let's bring in some young alumni Conquest leaders. And then you all, if it's like a Friday night or a Saturday, whenever you do your trainings, we can do a doodle poll, see what you guys, what date you want, and then you invite your leaders.
Yeah, invite our sons or the team leaders to interface.
I love that because that
can. Yeah, I thought it was a weird idea. I didn't know if it would work, but all right.
I like it.
Luke, is that a good idea?
No, I think that would be good. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that will be good.
Okay. I'll make sure you're on our newsletter and you get our emails because I can do that in a few months if I want. We can just change the topic. So give me a thumbs up if you guys like that idea. And we'll probably use doodle poll. If you've not used that, I'm going to send that out. And everyone's going to pick the best date that works for you. And we're going to try to find a date that works for everybody.
Okay. How do you give a thumbs up? Is it a virtual or a real thumbs up?
What did you say?
Is it a virtual thumbs up or real? Because we're all giving you real thumbs up. Some of these environments have a little thumbs up thing you can do.
There is a virtual thumbs up you can press. There is a virtual thumbs up you can press. I did.
Where is that? Of course you saw that. Where is that?
All right. Would anyone else like to comment, ask a question?
I'll just ask, okay, so we're in a spot where we have about three clubs that are within a half an hour of each other. And so it kind of works for us to do the monthly team leader formation together. Mm. So you combine resources. That doesn't work perfectly because some clubs have been running for a long time, and so the kids get it, and some clubs are just started, and the kids don't have a relationship with us. So I haven't been able to, although I'm inviting them, they don't come over to see the rest of the kids. But that does help, and then it also creates a sense of unity and that I'm part of something that's bigger than just my club. So I don't know if anybody else is in a situation like that in Atlanta, if there's a couple clubs that could do something together. Or
that's a great idea. I don't know. I think in our area there are other clubs. Something to check out. It's a really good idea.
How do we find out where other Conquest clubs are?
That's a great question. We have a resource guy, Donovan. We're hoping that he can create a map and put that on our website and have all the different cities and you can see where they are. But Justin, you just email me and I know where they are. We just haven't put it on the website. And so okay. I know I'm not making your life easy because you always have to email me to say, hey, where is this? But we just hired a new team. I'm one of those new team members and we're trying to make these things easier for you. So I'm going to highlight that we need to get that map up there so you guys can know what's around you.
I think the idea that's coming to mind here is this idea of sort of cross-pollinating between Conquest clubs, right? And something that I saw in the there's a Catholic scouting group called the Federation of North American Explorers, and I got to meet their founder once, and he talked about one of the things that the smaller groups do is actually every once in a while, maybe it's just once a year, get together for a camp out, like, you know, and they kind of come together and they can share best practices and learn from one another. And so I think it could be useful if we almost had, like, you know, a brother organization that was out there that we could be, you know, just touching base with. You know, this is great. This telecon, I'm loving that we have this networking, but even meeting up with another Conquest club, I think would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, Justin, I think we need to have a conversation because this does exist, right, Father Jarek? This does exist. And we need to, and that's why we're having this, so we can expose it to you. There are national, what do you call those, Father Jarek? ECYD conventions. There's one happening in July. Mm-hmm. So it's in Tennessee, where all the conquest leaders will be coming together. I believe it's in Tennessee. I'm gonna make a note to get back to you on that, Justin. Michael would do a hike to New York. Wouldn't you take your father's and son? You'd do a father-son thing, which was kind of cool.
The New York hike was actually, that was more of the kind of older conquest members and team leaders, but we take a small group of them up into the Adirondacks from Virginia and go backpacking for a week. And those were awesome trips.
I'm ready to sign up.
So I was going to say, Justin's excitement meter is just up to the roof.
Michael, are you doing it again?
Yeah, he's always on top of those things.
Are you doing it this summer?
I'm not planning on doing it this summer, but I could be convinced.
We're only 3 hours from you, Justin.
I know.
I might also have to convince my wife to let me go.
I'll come with you guys. It sounds beautiful. We'll just stay somewhere else. But Justin, there is a bigger picture. Conquest and Challenge is a part of an international charism, and so there are things I can get to you to help you know, like, oh, I could send them to a camp. That there are awesome conquest camps, probably just a few hours from you, that are amazing. So it does exist. We just need to get on the website.
Okay.
One idea that we do up here is organize what we call a bishop's bowl. Although the bishop has never been to it, we get all the clubs. We get all the clubs together and they go bowling. So in each club has a different color, and one club wins. So St. Dominic's Club, Conquest and Challenge Club, won last year, so they get their name put on this big salad bowl thing. And that's a way of creating kind of unity or camaraderie or competition amongst the clubs, and it's fun.
And actually, Michael, we have conquest clubs here in Virginia. And so, Justin, if you wanted to come to – Settlers of Catan has been, like, really big. It's a board game. Luke, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Settlers of Catan.
Absolutely.
But so they have done – these camps – I'm going to send you videos, Justin. What they design and the whole theme is Settlers of Catan. It's incredible. You could drive down here because you're closest. So I'll get you the information. This is a really good point.
Yes.
Very important.
Justin, make sure you share that with me, will you?
I'll do
it. What did they call it, Michael? It was Settlers. Was it Settlers of Catan? I think it was a creative.
Settlers of Catan is the name of the board game.
So they came. It was the board game. Castleton was the name of their summer camp.
Okay.
And they've had a third or fourth duration of it. Like the entire point system for they have to collect their resources and trade. I don't exactly know how they've made it work, but it looks really cool.
I'm loving this.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is so good. I'm going to get this out in our new app, okay?
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else?